This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear the radio show any other way, that's the way to do it. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and there's a logo link about, oh, just a little bit down from the top, right there, dead center. You click on that, and boom, you're listening to the show right now. All right, joining us from the great frozen tundra, where it might be raining up there tonight. I don't know. We'll see. But it's Rod Edwards, host of the Rod Edwards American Experience. Here he is. Yay. Yay. Yay! Everybody's chiming in. Okay, you know why they're in a good mood.
I was going to say, man, everyone's in a great mood today.
You know why they're in a good mood?
Something happened in Tampa.
Well, the Buccaneers beat the Bears big time. It's like, where were the Bears at? They didn't show up Sunday, 38-3.
Yeah, I heard about it, so,
Yeah.
Poor Justin Fields.
Yeah, I know. Now we're playing the who dat that'll come this weekend, the New Orleans Saints down there in New Orleans, y'all land. Okay, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian principles. Now, a story just came over here from SRN Radio News. The Supreme Court is going to, remain in effect because they're going to hear the Texas heartbeat law come November the 1st on a special docket.
Yeah, I'm glad they're going to take that up because it's an issue that needs to be dealt with once and for all. I think it's a very reasonable law. We all know through science that, a baby has heartbeats as early as 6 weeks of age. And I think it's reasonable to what Texas has done to protect the lives of the unborn going that far. So I just hope that they rule it in the right way.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. Okay, yeah. A huge migrant caravan. I still don't know exactly how big it is. I've heard 20,000. I've heard 60,000. But a huge migrant caravan is apparently scattered a long way, several hundred miles, coming north towards the American-Mexican border, somewhere
It looks like near Del Rio. Not, don't know for sure. But they sent a message to Joe Biden as they're approaching the border. They said, ready or not, here we come.
Well, he's ready for them. I mean, he's invited the entire planet to come to our country. Anyone that can get here to the border is allowed in, whether they had the coronavirus or
not in Texas.
Or not.
Not in Texas. Do you see what they've done now?
Well, in Texas. And that's what Texas should have been doing all along. And I've been saying that Texas should go ahead and do something, because once the federal government has negates its duty and no longer chooses to protect our borders, it's up to the border states to do it themselves, and it's good what they're doing in Texas.
Well, Texas was reluctant to do it because of the expense, and they thought FEMA was going to help them, and FEMA did not help them. FEMA says, nope, we're not going to give you any money. You're doing this on your own. So
I don't see how they ever thought that.
Well, they did.
I know.
But here's the other thing, okay? And this is the other factual member of the situation here. The governor, Greg Abbott, has told Joe Biden, the federal government, we have our own gas, we have our own oil, we are energy self-sufficient from the United States, we don't need you for anything at all, we will handle our border, we will handle our state, don't bother us.
Amen and hallelujah. That's the way the founding fathers set it up anyway. The states are independent, though we are united states. But they do have sovereignty. They do have autonomy to a certain degree. And bully for Greg Abbott for finally doing the right thing. I wish Arizona would join him. And, forget New Mexico. They're run by leftist Democrats. But I wish Arizona would join in. That would help out a lot.
Yeah, Arizona's a purple state right now, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
By the way, we'll get into that in a minute. But the camera operator revealed some things about Alec Baldwin's handling of guns before the deadly shooting. Apparently, and this is where the chain of custody comes into play, the last person to have that weapon should have seen whether or not it was loaded. You do that by simply spinning the chamber out. You let the chamber out, spin the chamber out, and see what you have for ammunition in the gun. Apparently, Baldwin never did that, and we got the result we got. But when we come back, we'll explain that a little bit more in a little bit better fashion. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with an Edwards notebook. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of the Everett's Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, you are. Now it's time for that Edwards Notebook that you've been waiting for with my guest, Ron Edwards. So here we go.
The current promotion of politically motivated lies may bring some sort of short-term satisfaction, but the long-term results will not only hurt those who believe those lies, but will eventually bring destruction to those invested in spreading the lies and using government power to enforce them. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The pain we may feel when telling the truth to family members and friends concerning the jab and why it is being forced upon we the people may be painful, especially when those we try to warn may turn against us. But in the long run, it is better to promote the truth than to comfort others with politically correct lies which bring premature death and destruction. At the very least, when you reveal the truth, but they still prefer the lie, you can take comfort in knowing that you took the time to reveal the truth concerning the jab and other elements of destruction being hurled against us by Democrats and allowed by rhinos. Remember, the truth is the first step on the road toward liberty and justice for all. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards. We're going to bring him into the mix right here, right now. And that made a lot of sense there, that one.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. And we've already got a comment here from Sondi. She's going, Ron Edwards, yay!
Good morning.
Up in Wisconsin.
Good morning, Sondi.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Hold it. I'm thirsty. Let's see. Well, as usual, I have my iced coffee made from Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, folks, you can just go to Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the display that's on TheRonEdwards.com's website. That's TheRonEdwards.com. and make your purchase there. And don't forget to use the code RE20 to save 20% on your purchase. Remember, Mr. Ron, Constitutional Grounds is?
The coffee you want in your cup.
And I got a big cup here, so it's in my big cup. Not my little cup, my big cup. It's a big big tumbler, Travis tumbler. All right, back to the drawing board here. In Virginia, Barack Obama was there. Stacey Abrams has been there. Kamala Harris has been there. Everybody but Hillary Clinton, I guess. The Virginia parents tore into Obama over his tone-deaf education comments after Mr. Youngkin, the Republican gubernatorial candidate there, has put the spotlight on the parents' anger over the schools, which could be the GOP's blueprint to victory in 2022. The parents are really mad about this CRT stuff.
Yeah, and he had the nerve to call it fake outrage and calling them tone-deaf and clueless.
Yeah, sure.
Wow, what nerve. But it just exposes the arrogance of those on the left. They've gotten away with so much. And he thought, I guess, he could almost walk on water the way certain people in this country almost worshipped Ali Obama. And he thought he could get away with saying something like that. But what he's underestimating the anger of the American people, thanks to his friend Joe Biden. And so people are waking up in this country, including even those in Virginia. Finally, they're waking up, even in Virginia, and that's a good thing. Instead of stoking anger aimed at school boards and administrators who are just trying to keep our children safe, we should be making it easier for teachers and schools to give our kids the world-class education they deserve, and to do so safely while they are in the classroom. That's something else that Ali Obama said.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh man, oh man. It's not that he's clueless or tone deaf. He just doesn't care, and he thinks he can just talk bull and bull capitalist with a hit, and that people will swallow it. And they're not anymore.
Yeah, I wonder what he would say about Herschel Walker, because of course Herschel Walker is running for the Senate in Georgia. I think the young man is going to do quite well. He's up against Mr. Warnock. And of course, he's got he just got another pivotal GOP endorsement for the 2022 Senate bid in Georgia. What's that all about?
Well, there were a lot of concerns over Walker's Senate candidacy over the summer. I, in fact, was wondering if the GOP would get behind him, but he's gotten the key endorsement, and because he's doing very well, by the way. And Senator John Thune, the number two Senate Republican, said that he endorsed Walker, and that is big time, in Georgia. So,
and believe it or not, the governor's actually working with him, Kemp.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised because I believe Herschel is a real conservative, and I have my questions about Mr. Kemp. But, I'm glad to see him coming out and supporting him, and I think it's going to be very good because, you know, going against this warlock character, this fake preacher, he's one of those preachers, leftist preachers, they should have never been elected anyway, in my opinion. And, he needs to be bumped right out of there, back to his fake church. I think he's going to be very good. And I think that will help bring back a majority for the Republicans. Now, what will the Republicans do with that majority? That will be the question.
Yeah. Now, I always enjoyed a good story about a train, the old railroad engineer. But Joe Biden has repeated for the fifth time, the debunked Amtrak story, which just isn't true. And then, of course, he celebrated and prepared to expand Amtrak and to help them out again and give them a bunch of extra money on top of all the cost overruns, bad service, and the one key thing about Amtrak? They've never made a profit.
Well, it's because of the way they ran it. I can tell you how
they're still running the same way.
The Lake Run, the Lake Limited or something like that, between Cleveland and New York. And it's potentially a great route, but they run it crappy hours and everything like that, and the service is not good. So, of course, they're not going to make much money. They could improve the service, the quality of the trains, and I think if they did a good job with it, train service could be popular in this country, especially when you consider what you have to go through at the airports nowadays. But, you know, it cracked me up when I first read the story. Number five, I mean, I have to read it for you. I commuted every single day, 263 miles a day on Amtrak from the time I got elected United States Senator, and I got to know all the conductors really well. They became my friends. I mean, really, my genuine friends. I'd have them at my home for Christmas and during the summer.
And remember, he did that during the 36 years that he was president or vice president. Don't forget that. He said that last week, too.
Oh, yeah. Can't leave that out. But, man, oh, man, oh, man. He says, I read the paper. I read the paper. You traveled 1,200,000 miles on Air Force planes.
If they could only fly a train, right?
Yeah, I tell you. But, well, I guess Joe Biden could in his brain, in his own mind.
All right. Well, the Washington Post, a paper everybody loves to hate because it's a liberal rag that it is, decried the radical parents trying to influence school curriculums. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know, it's the cockiness of the leftists. They thought they had everything by the you know what by the crosshairs.
Yeah,
they were large and in charge, forgetting the fact that how dare you parents wake up and care about your children finally and interfere with what the leftist educators want to inflict upon your children? How dare you?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the PTA stands for Parent Teachers Association, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, and that's all about the school involvement and the things that are going on so the parents can find out from the teachers, right?
Yeah, get this quote. Parents claim they have the right to shape their kids.
Well, of course they do.
How nervy of them, of the leftist pigs, to say something like that, to squeal something out like that.
Yeah.
And then they say they don't.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Yeah. And of course, Obama and Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, that's one of the big things that's cost him so far. And why they've got the race as close as it is because, well, parents shouldn't be involved in a school. That should be the school. Oh, really?
Well,
really, Terry?
Thank God for that issue. Thank God for that issue.
All right. I will talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You just heard the Edwards Notebook. We'll be back with more right after these messages. Don't go nowhere.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two souls were killed and four others, including a police officer, were injured on Monday in a shooting at Boise Town Square Shopping Center in Boise, Idaho, about 2 p.m. local time. It ended with the lone suspect taken into custody, Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee.
But at this time, we believe that there was only a single shooter involved and that there is no ongoing threat or danger to the community at large from this incident.
The Biden administration froze a $700 million aid package to Sudan after a military coup on Monday threatened to end the country's transition toward democracy. Security forces reportedly used live ammunition during the ensuing demonstrations. TV and radio stations went dark and internet outages were reported. At least three protesters have been killed and dozens wounded. Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced Monday plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. The group will oversee critical and emerging technology threats. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, thank you very much, Announcer Lady. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. This portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you've heard me talk about them for several years. They are the real deal, as many people are finding out driving down here from as far away as Kentucky this past week. I'm telling you what, Sean and company up there in Newport, Richie at Moss Nissan, there's not a week that doesn't go by that I don't get a phone call from them and say, hey, man, you got to come up here and meet somebody that's driven here from wherever to buy a car, and they want to meet you. And I said, okay, fine, I'll be up there in about 45 minutes, because that's about how long it takes for me to get there. But it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay too, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. You heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and they're working very hard at trying to do just that. By the way, check out the all-new Rogue. And yes, they've got Rogues there, the hottest SUV in the market. Now, I was up there over the weekend. They had the new Frontiers, too. They also have the new Titans that are up there. So everything is moving along. Now, they don't forget that they are the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great deals on your vehicles at Moss Nissan. Now, have you considered a certified pre-owned vehicle, maybe one that's off-lease? You should, because clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now and get more money for your vehicle. It's up about 25% more than what you thought it was worth a little while ago. And it's just the way it is. And some of these certified pre-owned vehicles that are up there that have come off lease, they've got a full warranty on them, still ready to go, well taken care of, so you don't need to worry about any of that. Now, also, don't forget that there are locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura, side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, are ready to serve you. Now, coming soon, soon, I'm going to be doing a grand opening up in Brooksville at the new Moss Nissan up there. Can't wait. Don't forget to check them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And when you tell them the captain sent you, that's an immediate $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent me, period. $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. Does it get any better? I think not. I think not. All right. Now, I've talked about a lot of things this morning, and I got a lot more to talk about that I haven't reached yet. First of all, I'm in Florida. And, of course, in Florida, we've had the space program, which we called it the Space Coast over there, Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, Patrick Air Force Base over there, Merritt Island, Cocoa Beach. We called it the Space Coast for a reason, and it's making a comeback because NASA has set February now as the new launch date to test the Artemis moon rocket. How about that? A lot of things going on. People going up in space. Jeff Bezos talking about putting putting an office up there in space. Imagine that. What's next? What's next? Now, did you hear Joe Biden yesterday? He was talking to a bunch of school children, and he, of course, walked in and he, you know, kind of tried to talk to them at their level, which he's pretty good at that, talking to the kids at the kids' level. But he told the school children his job was to avoid answering any questions from the media. And he pointed out to where the media was in the back of the room. He said, see those people back there? Yeah, well, it's my job not to answer any questions they ask. Now, obviously, the kids didn't understand what was being said, but still, the fact that Biden made a comment like that, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Oh, man. Anyway, the Biden administration has refused Governor Greg Abbott's appeal that the federal government reimburse Texas for millions of dollars spent responding to the migrant crisis at the southern border. Now, I don't think that Texas thought they were going to get that money, but at least they had to make a good effort because it's, you know, it's several hundred million dollars, might even be more than that. But I do know that Texas has the money. And they've told the federal government pretty much, you're not welcome here because they're not doing anything on the border. They're making it worse for Texas all the time. Worse, not better, worse. And Texas is saying, hey, we'll take care of our own state. We'll take care of the border. Oh, and by the way, we got our own gas. We got our own oil. Don't need to worry about nothing. We're going to go back to pumping full bore all over again. And you know something? I don't think there's anything the federal government can do about it. Because, again, if they use their state right sovereignty, which they should do, every state should be doing that, disavow some of the federal laws by saying, hey, we're going to exercise our sovereignty as a state to do what it says we can do with our state constitution, period. And away they go. So we'll see what happens. Confrontation? Yeah, what the hell, why not? Now, President Joe Biden still has a few, very few, favorable backing his administration amidst all the struggles he's had. But the average of the polls by Real Clear Politics on the president's approval rating has hit a new low. To put it mildly, the Biden ship is sinking. Quickly. And this is going to affect the election next week, a week from today, in Virginia, because It's a dead, flat-footed tie right now. Three polls have come out and say just exactly that. One poll, 538, says that Terry McAuliffe has a slight lead, but it's within the margin of error, so technically that is a tie. But for anyone in Virginia that's paying attention, and I know we've got a lot of listeners there, for anybody in Virginia that's paying attention, the school system and district and the right of the parents to have a voice in what's done at the schools is not to be overlooked, like Terry McAuliffe said. Now, he hasn't disavowed what he said either. He hasn't taken any of that back. We said, well, the parents shouldn't be getting involved in a school. Yeah, sure. Right, Terry. I can remember when I went to high school back in the day, high school in particular, and my parents, if both my parents weren't at the PTA meetings, my mother always was, because sometimes my dad was working, but my mother always was. And I can remember the discussions that were had back and forth at some of those meetings, because every now and then the kids would go, because we'd have like a parent-teacher's night, and there you go. And it was civil. Once in a while you get a little bit heated, but it was civil. And the discussion was honest and frank, and it was done. Now, I went, I came from a small town, 3,000 people. When I left, of course, it was a small city because they were up to 9,000 people. But anyway, I came from a small town, and everybody worked together. That's the way it was. One person was in trouble, they were all in trouble. But Biden is in big trouble with these polls. Now, the Biden Education Department has warned my state of Florida over defunding any school districts over the COVID mandates. Really? Again, state sovereignty. State sovereignty. The states can do that, but they have to exercise their rights as a state to exercise their own options here. Now, did you hear this one? This is not a bad sign. Today's mortgage rates are opening the week with a drop in longer terms. The percentage rate has gone down a little bit for the longer-term mortgages. How about that? How about that? All righty, and when we come back, I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and she'll give you the phone number. If you want to walk behind, you can. So let me find her right here. There you are. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. All their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number to call again, 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget to tell him the captain sent you either. There you go. Now, not to be outdone here, just when you thought you could see the forest from the trees, along comes Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers. And she's talking about the only thing that's radical here is the assertion of parental powers that have never previously existed. Now, she called the story a great piece on parents' rights, what was transpiring, and that parents have no rights when it comes to the curriculum at the school. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And then, of course, Katie Pavlich, you know who she is from townhall.com and also Fox News, she fired back. She says, "Good news at our Weingarten," says the quiet part out loud. "Parents act accordingly." She said that on Twitter. Isn't that something? They show their true colors when they think that there's nobody and nothing's going to bother them. They show their full colors. By the way, the New York Times may or may not be going out on strike soon. Hundreds of the New York Times Guild members were denied access to their contract talks. They wanted to come in and sit there and listen to what was going on. New York Times is in bargaining right now with the union. So we'll see where that goes. They may or they may not be on the line. We don't know. We'll see. There may be work, there may not. By the way, also continuing in New York City, did you see the New York City workers and first responders gathered to protest the vaccine mandate? It was a pretty good crowd. Pretty good crowd. City workers took to the streets yesterday to protest Mayor Bill de Blasio's vaccine mandate for the entire municipal workforce. Unfortunately, at least 13 people were arrested during the protest. Now, it got a little boisterous. Many participants, firefighters, wore their uniforms or their work uniforms. Respective department insignias marched together in clusters. Police were there, too, chanting anti-mandate slogans. Which, what did you think was going to happen? By the way, got any baseball fans out there? The World Series starts tonight in Houston. Game number one. And the two states that the left likes to hate the most right now are in the World Series. That's a fact. Texas, Governor Greg Abbott. Georgia, Stacey Abrams is still claiming that she won that election for governor. Unbelievable. But anyway, I think it's going to be a great World Series. We'll see how all that plays out. Now, I'm bracing yourself here for what's going on come Thanksgiving. This Thanksgiving is going to be the most expensive ever, period. Thanks to Joe Biden and all the prices that are up and still going up in Biden's economy. Now, a lot of families like getting together and they like having the turkey and the trimmings and the setting and all that. That's fine. I'm sure they'll still be able to find a way to do it. But it's going to be so expensive. And let's not forget about the fact that you've also got the families that go to visit each other. The gasoline is going to cost them about $9 more a tank than what it did a month and a half, 2 months ago on an average-sized tank. I know I stopped the other day and I said, and I was down, not on empty, but I was close to empty. I probably had that magic 2 gallons left in the vehicle. And I put my 20 gallons in and it was almost $60. And that'll last me for a couple of weeks with the way that I drive. I don't have a lot of things going on this week, so I won't have to worry about driving all over the place. But still, isn't that something? And again, you take that price and you stick it on the average family, along with the cost of food, and nobody's getting the kind of pay raise to cover all these extra expenses. Nobody. So what are you going to do now? Well, I hope everybody remembers what is going on here. I hope. And how it got started and who's making your life miserable right now. I hope you all remember. Because it just so happens to be the guys on the left led by Joe Biden. And all the things they're doing, everything, isn't to help you at all. They're doing nothing about inflation. They don't know what to do about inflation. That's obvious. That's very obvious. And when it comes to fuel, to oil and gas prices, and this, any other, that controls everything else, no holds barred, all they have to do is say, drill, baby, drill, and get going again like we did before with Donald Trump, and you're out of the woods. You're out of the problem. But no, we couldn't do that. We might offend AOC or somebody. Huh? Gee whiz. Come on, folks. Wake the hell up. And by the way, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. That's the number of your congressional representative. You just give them your zip code and you get your congressional representative. Leave them a message. And if their message line is all full, then find out where their local office is and leave them a message there. Or go see them. Set an appointment for them. And, of course, if you want to talk to your senator, 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121 for your U.S. senator. Again, give them your zip code, you get your senator. It's that simple. And you got two of them to choose from. And I would say leave a message with both if you can. Because they are paying attention. This is something that, it's a we thing, not a me thing, remember? We're all in this together. And everybody's got to latch onto the system and get going here. Because if you don't, you're going to be your world's worst enemy. You got a chance to do something right now about all of this. Get out there and do it. Goodness sake. And by the way, don't be afraid, because there's a lot of other people. If you talk to your neighbors, you might be surprised. They might be right in there with you. Well, anyway, that's the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch in the books. I'll be over at Mission Barbecue today for lunch. Catch me over there, 11:30 to 1:30. Have a great morning. God bless America. I'll see you for lunch.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and he made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.